And thank you for tuning in Current State here today. I'm Mark Bayshore. This is 90.5 WKAR. When children are injured or become seriously ill, their families want them to have the best care possible, and often the best available care is not close to home. Ronald McDonald House is a global nonprofit that serves as a home away from home for families who need a place to stay nearby while their kids are receiving medical care. And for Current State's Neighbors in Action this week, we're taking a closer look at what Ronald McDonald House in the mid-Michigan area does. Joining us here in the studio is the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House Mid-Michigan, Carolyn Hurst. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Jen Van Nortwick, a mother who stayed at the house while her son was in the hospital. Welcome.
Hi.
Carolyn, remind us when the Mid-Michigan house opened here in Lansing?
Yeah, the Ronald McDonald House of Mid-Michigan, right downtown Lansing across from Sparrow Hospital, opened in June of 2000.
And how did it come to be? What led to its establishment?
Yeah, so locally here in our community, a group of community leaders and medical personnel came together and saw that there was a need here in our mid-Michigan region to have a facility like this. There's also one in Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Ann Arbor. And so most all of our medical facilities that serve pediatrics are covered by Ronald McDonald Houses. And then as far as the first house that was established was in Philadelphia. And a Philadelphia Eagles athlete had a daughter that was ill. They didn't actually use a house, but they saw that that was a need there. And so they got together some sponsors, and the first house was built. And then it just sort of snowballed from there, and there's over 360 houses across the entire globe now.
How about that? Jen, tell us about your twins, and tell us what led to your need of the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, when the twins were born in January of 2013, Abigail was healthy and Hunter was not, and they were premature, about almost 4 weeks premature, and when I was discharged, I was told that Abigail could leave with me and Hunter couldn't. And as a mother of any age child, but especially of newborn twins, that was extremely difficult for me. I didn't want to leave him at all. And the nursing staff in the NICU was great. And they suggested that we look into the house across the street at the Ronald McDonald House. And it was just as simple as making a phone call and my husband going across the street, and we had a room. It was fantastic.
Did you have a particular concern about leaving Hunter in the NICU? This is the neonatal intensive care unit, by the way. Was there a particular concern there, or was it just...
Well, as a newborn, you know, my twins being new, I was nursing, and it's January. So for me to have to travel from our home, which was about 45 minutes away from Sparrow, into Lansing every day with not knowing what the weather was going to be like, that was concerning. And then also just being that far away from your newborn is really difficult.
Oh, of course. Of course. How long did you stay there?
12 days, which I think we're on the much shorter stint than most parents.
12 that felt like 30, probably.
Yes.
What was your impression of the Ronald McDonald House? Was it what you expected?
I didn't really have expectations. I was just hoping for a place to sleep that was close to my son that would make it easy for me to go back and forth. And it was fantastic. I think I was expecting much smaller than what we got. We had a room that had two big beds in it, and my oldest was allowed to stay there. And it was great because Abigail, who also was a newborn, there was plenty of room for her. And it was just like a little hotel room. And then upstairs, there was this giant kitchen, and there was always food out for people. And it was a breath of fresh air in what seemed like a really horrible time.
I imagine, looking back, it just was a tremendous relief.
Yes.
How specifically did the staff and volunteers help you while you stayed at the house?
They made sure when I needed to go to the hospital to see Hunter that there was transportation available to get me back and forth, because I had just had a C-section and my doctor was not going to let me walk across the street. So they made sure there was a ride for me. And there was somebody always saying, well, when you come back, there's going to be food. This is what tonight's dinner is, and this is who it's put on by. There was a stuffed animal in the room for the girls, which was above and beyond. It just really touched my heart.
It's the little thing. It's the basics, I think, in a situation like that that count for so much when you've got so much on your mind and you've just given birth, for crying out loud. I'm speaking with the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House. You just heard from Jen Van Nortwick, a mother who stayed at the house while her son was in the hospital. The executive director of the Ronald McDonald House Mid-Michigan is Carolyn Hurst. Carolyn, how are you funded exactly? How do you keep the Ronald McDonald House going?
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah. So 79% of our annual funding comes directly from our local community. Our own fundraising events, donations, corporate sponsorships, all of that goes directly to keeping the doors open for families that use the house, just like Jen's and her twins. The remaining percentage, we are a part of a global network for Ronald McDonald House Charities. And so we do get some support from them, as well as local McDonald's owner-operators and other partnerships that global nonprofit brings to the table.
To what extent do you rely on volunteers?
Pretty heavily. We have a very small staff of four, two full-time people and two part-time people. So everything else is helps us out and is run by volunteers directly. We have volunteers that come in weekly or every 2 weeks on a more regular schedule to help us with all kinds of things, with things in the office, as well as anything you have to do at your own home, we have to do there. So cleaning, helping cook, all of those different types of things. And then we also have a huge network of volunteers to help us with all of our fundraising events. So we have over 1,000 volunteers annually.
Jen, looking back on your time there, do you think back as to what you might have done realistically if the Ronald McDonald House hadn't been there? Did you have family that you could rely on? What do you think you would have done?
My parents live on the other side of Michigan, and so they took my oldest, which was helpful. But in terms of being able to go back and forth every day, it just would not have been an option. Mm. My husband had to go back to work right after we had the baby, so that when we did get to come home, he would have a few days, you know, at home to be able to help and whatnot. And the immediate only other option was if we can't stay at the house, if there's no room or whatnot. And I didn't really know the whole process behind it at the time. Mm-hmm. But then I was just going to not be able to be at the hospital, and I would maybe get to go every couple of days, which broke my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Carolyn, what do you enjoy about your work?
Yeah, I just really love being able to have the families come in. Most of them think that they're not the family in need, and they want to make sure it's available for other families. And then after they've stayed there, they realize that they are the family in need and are really grateful that they took advantage of the amenities that the house provides. And just being able to touch hundreds of families every single year. And that just grows and grows and grows, and just being able to provide those amenities to keep them well-rested and well-taken care of during probably one of the most terrifying times of their life.
Mm-hmm. Sounds incredibly stressful. We talked about funding a minute ago. Carolyn, you've got an event coming up. Tell us about the Run for the House.
Yeah, the 2016 Run for the House is coming up on Saturday, March 19th at Delta Dental in Okemos. The 5K, 10K, and Kids Mile are all on the Playmakers Race Series. It kicks that series off for us, as well as the 5K and 10K start at 10, and the Kids Mile and Sprint starts at 9:30.
And Jen, tell us how Abigail and Hunter are doing today.
Oh, they're doing great. No health concerns. Running rampant like a normal toddler.
Very pleased to hear that.
Yes.
I've been speaking with the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House Mid-Michigan, Carolyn Hurst, and Jen Van Nortwick, a mother who stayed at the house while her son was in the hospital. Jen, Carolyn, thank you very much.
Continued
success.
Thanks so much
and
for having
luck.
Us.
Certainly. Current States looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.